Hey, this is Bree Bagwell with your recap of our year-end episode where producer Kyle and I get on Zoom and chit-chat. The audio isn't perfect here because hello, Zoom. But thanks so much to Kyle for all the hard work throughout the whole year. He really does all the things, coordinating the sponsorships, making the reels, editing the audio, all of the social media posts, you name it, it's from him. We also thank the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network for picking up the podcast. It's still unbelievable to me. Thanks, Amy, Cindy, and Ed. And also we thank my amazing PR team, the Richland Group out of Nashville, Tennessee, for hooking all of that up and helping us promote the podcast. We have some big things planned for next year. As Kyle says, we're going to expand to other industries as well, like William Chris Winery. We interviewed one of the owners. And later on in the podcast, I shamelessly asked for an OnlyFans laptop. We shout out our sponsors and ask for more and reveal we are doing 4 live podcasts at Steamboat Music Fest 2025. Woohoo, it's amazing. I also have a correction. The green room that I call amazing but slightly treacherous was actually at the Magic Bag in Ferndale, Michigan. Oops, not at Roomba Cafe in Ohio, like I said. It's absolutely not treacherous unless you're drunk, but they're an awesome venue. Sorry, I got those two confused. Lastly, Kyle and I talk about our new projects and we manifest a Red Rocks show for next year. As always, thank you so much for your unbelievable support of this podcast. Enjoy. Hey y'all, this is Bree Bagwell with OnlyFans. And did you know this is gonna be my 13th or 14th year at Music Fest in Steamboat, Colorado? I can't believe it. So this is Music Fest's 40th year being a festival. That is so incredible. It's one of the best music festivals there is. There's over 50 bands. So what are you waiting for? Go to themusicfest.com, get on that wait list. It sells out every single year almost immediately. So you don't want to miss out. You don't want to be the only person that's not experiencing the coolest music festival there is. When you book your trip to Music Fest at Steamboat, you get 6 nights of mountainside lodging, 4 days of lift passes, and 1 night lift pass. And don't forget that your Music Fest exclusive live music marathon pass is included with over 200 hours of live music and more. Go to themusicfest.com and tell them Bree Bagwell sent you. The Music Fest at Steamboat, down home, up high. Come get real with us.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, OnlyFans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Okay, well, we'll start it by telling everybody what we're doing, but I don't know exactly what we're doing. So why don't you tell everyone what we're doing?
Yeah.
Producer Kyle, sure. I'm just here.
Well, we were just trying to think of an interesting way to kind of wrap up the year. So we decided to roll with a what we're going to call a year-end review.
Yeah.
So why we're here. So we're just going to talk about your year, some stuff from the podcast, what's going on in your career and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
That's nice. Yeah, I want to start out with kind of a big, I love how I'm like, I don't know what we're doing, but here's how I want to start. Like a big congratulations to us because we are on a big network. And I think that people are still kind of finding out about that. Like it's not as much common knowledge because we don't shove it down people's throats, but maybe we should be doing that more because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And Ed Helms from The Office and The Hangover and Cindy, they started the Bluegrass Situation. And now we are on an arm of their giant podcast network. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So I guess, and we can give Kate and them a shout out too, because that's how we got all linked up, right? So Richland Group, Nashville, linked us up with Amy Reitnauer and yes. Ed and all of them. And it's been great. They're awesome. Obviously, they're getting us a lot more listeners and exposing us to a big audience who probably would have never found us otherwise. So it's really cool. And we've been making changes and stuff, you know, and I think it's all for the better. And I guess that's another reason we're doing this is hopefully you guys who have been loyal listeners or new listeners know that we're open to feedback and always curious what you think and, you know, want to know what you guys want from us.
Totally. It's been fun working with them too, because everything that they give us feedback on, I'm like, yeah, great. You know, so that's pretty fun. And I love the Basic Folk podcast. If you haven't listened to that one, they're also on the network. So definitely check that one out. That's if you're into what we do, I think you're going to be into that too.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool for sure. It's like a wide variety, or the net casts far. You know, it's all kind of in the rootsy Americana side of music, but there's lots to learn. So good
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of people I want to interview. I was looking at before we hopped on, I was looking at our spreadsheet and I have like 100 names of people that I
Well,
want to interview. So,
that's a good place to
yeah.
start. Why don't you talk about some of the kind of like dream guests or people that you were gonna, let's like get it set in stone who we're gonna get on the podcast in 2025.
I love it. I mean, we've kind of like reserved a lot of the people that we know for later, but I think it's kind of like time to get those people, like the Randy Rogers, the Wade Bowens, the Pat Greens, just kind of the superstars of Texas music that we kind of have been keeping in our back pocket while we figure out what we're doing. So definitely those, but even beyond, you know, and thinking of like a Zach Top or somebody
Yeah.
like that would be amazing. And us talking about being able to record remotely or like this on Zoom or something and kind of trying to figure that out. That's
Yeah, for sure. This is funky doing it over Zoom. I mean, I guess if you're watching on YouTube, you know what's going on, but usually we do this in person, so it's I guess maybe a nice change of pace, but it's kind of weird too doing it remotely.
Well, listen, it's we got Friendsgiving today. You were an hour and a half from me. Like we drove yesterday. We filmed two podcasts yesterday. Kyle and I were on the road all day yesterday, separately doing that. So we have not figured out a way to transport ourselves without time and gas money. So this is what we're doing this year.
Yeah. And speaking of those podcasts yesterday, we recorded a really cool one with William Chris Wine. So you'll hear that one early next year, but I guess that leads more into what you can expect next year. We're going to branch out a little bit, I think, with guests. You know, we're going to have all the Texas country folks, the new people that, you know, are coming up that deserve to be spotlighted, as well as the Pats and the Randys. But we're going to have some interesting people in other industries as well. So hopefully you guys are excited about, you know, that sort of stuff too. It's new to us, so hopefully you guys, you know, get the same information out of it.
Yeah, I was like nervous yesterday a little bit because, you know, I'm interviewing a stranger who I'd never met. We've kind of gone through his giant team to get this interview with the, you know, one of the owners of a really successful winery. And so I was kind of nervous, but when I was preparing and I was kind of listening to some things that he says, and it's like, oh, he's an entrepreneur just like we are. So his path is parallel. He has struggles and he ended up being hilarious. And I had a great time talking to him. And then another thing I thought about is I was listening to a couple of them today. You know, when I introduced the podcast, it was like where I talked to my friends in my van. So it's like it never was really, this is only a music podcast. It's like I talked to my friends in my van. And now a new friend in my van. So
Right.
I think we're allowed to go talk to chefs and you know, wine guys and whatever. And that's exciting because that opens it up to, you know, infinite opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah, just because you're not friends with them when it starts, you're definitely going to be friends with them when it's
Oh, that guy, he has to be my friend now because I left him
over.
behind. But he gave us two free bottles of really nice wine. Paul looked one up. It was like $60.
Oh, man.
And then those glasses he gave us are really nice too. So, I mean, if that's why we need to start interviewing food people and wine people. I came home with really good gifts yesterday.
Yeah, that was very fun. We
Yeah.
got to spend the day in Fredericksburg. What's better than that?
What is better than that? And Kyle Park, we talked to Kyle Park yesterday. Is that, I don't know if it's a secret.
Nah, it'll be all good. They
I
know what's
just
coming.
think he hung the moon and I love, I don't, you set that up and that was awesome. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Needed to happen. Okay, I had another off the beaten path question. I couldn't remember who the guy was, but remember whenever we were talking to the Keltons and y'all were talking about you were saying like, I wonder if he listens to this podcast, and y'all laughed about it. I was trying to think of like the funniest moments from the podcast, and that one stood out to me because I didn't know who you were talking about. It was Steve something, I think.
Oh, Steve Powell. He
Steve
is,
Powell, yeah.
yeah, he was Mark McKinney's tour manager for a while. That's how I met him.
Okay.
And then that's how Kelton knows him. But now he works, he was like Chad Prather's tour manager for a while. So I don't
Okay.
know, but that's very funny because I will be interested to see if he texts me.
Yeah.
Be like, stop talking about me.
Right.
That was a fun one. That was a surprise. I'm still getting better at interviewing two people at one time. But I think that was really fun to just kind of have a surprise third guest on there.
Yeah, for sure. We've only done that twice now Michaela joining Michael, and then I guess whenever Shannon joined Cody, but we'd planned that one out in advance. So yeah. Well, on that note, was there any like funniest moments or favorite moments from the year? I know that's like kind of ridiculous because there were so many, but anything stand out?
Well, my one that I was thinking about was from that same podcast when the carbon monoxide detector went off. And at the end of the podcast, and then you and I both were like, "Do you feel okay?" Like we both felt a little strange. So I have no idea what happened there. Somehow we got like carbon monoxide poisoning in our, like, it was so strange. I mean, I'm sure it's
Yeah.
fine.
All day when we were filming yesterday, I was just like trying so hard not to kick that thing with my leg and thinking it was going to go off at any moment, and it did not. So that was nice.
It
But
did
yeah,
not.
that
Yeah,
was a
and I
pretty
think
hilarious thing.
that was so funny, and it was so loud. Sorry, everybody, about that. My other favorite was like Dallas Burrow. He just really has a way of his outlook on life is so genuinely sweet. And him, I can't remember what he said at the end, but it was just something like, "You know, I'm really proud of everything that you do." He was talking about me and my career, and that's kind of not what the podcast is about. But it was just a lot of little girls look up to you, and you know, to remember that. And it just got me. I cried like three
Yeah.
times during that podcast.
Yeah, he's inspirational for, I guess he's had a lot of experiences unique to himself that, I would say most people can't relate to, and maybe that's what makes him that way. But he's got like y'all said, this mysterious thing about him, but it's also just like everything that comes out of his mouth is so powerful and impactful somehow.
Yeah, and he's and it's not like BS. It's like you can tell
Right.
he means it, and it's and he's just really thankful to be on his career path. And that was another one that I thought of when Sonny Salcedo was like, "Even if I'm playing for nobody, I can picture thousands of people there." And I really believe that he can do that. But I thought it was funny because I listened to that one again today and I was like, "Oh, I cannot do that. That is not something that I'm good at." But how nice to be able to do that. And I think that that was really sweet. And if artists can, you know, I take ticket sales really hard. It's like all I think about. So hopefully, if you're an aspiring artist, kind of listening to that, it that was like a nice shift and motivation, maybe.
Right. Yeah, I've been doing this thing lately with my shows because I'm in the weird rut where I'm playing a lot of the 3 hour cover gigs and stuff, and I'll even tell the crowd sometimes, especially on those shows where I'm just like not really having a good time. I'll be like, like I know all the artists say like I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be here, but it's like I really wouldn't have driven 5 hours to play this show if I didn't want to be doing this, and that's almost more of like a helpful thing for me than it is for the crowd because they're used to hearing that, from any level artist. It's like I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be, but that's been helping me lately.
I love that. We played a longer show the other day too, longer than normal. And like at the end, I mean, it was just got kind of windy and it was long and it was a giant, like a long festival. So the crowd was incredibly responsive, but at the end, you know, there was like some people that got up and left. It was a long
Right.
show. And I'm like, why am I even taking that hard? The rest of the time, it was great. And I was getting paid great, you know, and that's like I worked really hard to get here and maybe a couple tables like leave, but they've been here all day. Like that's their
Yeah.
right to leave. And I had some nice messages in my Instagram, but it's hard. It's really hard when you're up there for a long time to not get inside of your own head.
Yep. Absolutely. It's funny. I remember, or I'll never forget this for some reason. I remember you talking about, I guess, I don't remember if it was in OnlyFans or maybe in one of the Texas Toast interviews when we had you on, but you said something about how the interviews can just get so redundant and you can just be like writing a song in your head while you're being interviewed. And then the same thing happens while you're playing shows. Like I've gotten to that place. I didn't experience that before you had said that, but now it's the same thing. Like you're just living your life while you're up there on stage sometimes. And it's crazy how we can do that, how we can get to a place where you're so like I guess not. It's muscle memory, I guess. I don't really know. It's just such a crazy sensation.
Yeah, I was doing it the other night, but I was just thinking about something the other night, and then I looked over at Paul was playing bass for me, and I looked over at him, and I was like panicking. Of course, he didn't know what, but I was like, "What verse are we on?" Because I have been on another planet, so I was hoping, you know, I just send me those first words because I don't know if we've done the solo or not. That's how much I can like still play and zone out. You know, it's like it's wild. It's you just know what to do. Yeah. And I think we're
Oh
not alone
man.
in that. That's pretty fun.
Definitely. Okay. I was going to ask this year, and not even podcast specific, but just as far as like your year and reflecting on it, were there any people you met this year that are like just like your favorite people on earth now? Like either just really cool or really nice, like just new friendships that you want to kind of highlight?
Yeah, I mean, what do you remember what episode number we start what episode started last year?
Like Andy Holloman was number one.
Yeah. Okay. So interesting. That's kind of what the, because I live in New Braunfels and you know, there's a lot of musicians around here. And so the Billie Jeans were kind of a new thing for me. And we had three members of the Billie Jeans on the podcast this year, which was pretty crazy. Three women, three incredibly different women, and three incredibly talented women. And every single one of theirs was kind of emotional and like,
yeah,
real and raw, and I haven't known them for very long, but we're obviously like new friends, but fast friends, and they are so super talented. It's really fun to watch them and to live near them. I just went and saw Andy's CD release party at Green Hall the other day, and she texted me, you know, thank you so much for coming, and that was so nice of her to do that. But someone was talking to me, Kyle, this guy, he was drunk and he was just talking to me and he was super loud. And then people kept looking over at me like I was the one talking. And that is like, that is my absolute pet peeve and what gives me the most anxiety in my whole life. And so I texted Andy and I was like, I wasn't talking during your show. I'm so sorry. And she was like, girl, I don't care. She was so nice, but they know those problems. She's like, I hate when people do that to me too. So anyway, I just have loved getting to know them. And two of them are in my songwriting group right now. And Kayla has also been in it. So they all three have also joined my songwriting group. So
very cool.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Pretty fun. What about you? Did you have anyone that you didn't know about that you just kind of fell in love with or was surprised by?
I wasn't planning on you interviewing me.
Oh, right. It's supposed to be. You can say, skip. You need a friend.
No, it's okay. I mean, the first person, I still don't know her super well, but the first person that came to mind was Rachel Loy, oddly enough. You know, you connected us over some stuff and we might be doing some work together in the future. And obviously I knew she produced your records and a bunch of other great stuff, but I didn't know a whole lot about her and had never talked to her. And so getting to know her a little bit and just kind of like starting to understand how her brain works has been interesting.
She's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one that comes to mind. Yeah, that's on the list for 2025 for sure. You'll just have to come spend a week in Austin and we'll hammer out like 100 interviews.
Yeah, or we can just make her record it with her studio.
Oh, that's true.
I never thought about that. And then here, it's so funny because like here I am in our studio, but I mean, the plans are to be able to record remotely. So I think what I need is like a new laptop and a couple good microphones. And then I'll be set. So after I put out my record and get done paying for that, I think we're going to do that. But if anyone wants to buy us a OnlyFans laptop, that would be great. You never know till you ask, Kyle.
For sure. And going back to what you were talking about with being on the network and stuff, as awesome as that's been, and as much as our listenership has grown, our financial gain hasn't been as much as you probably are thinking it has been. So I will be the one to say we're always looking for new sponsors. If you know anybody who is interested in exposing your business to a bigger audience, hit me up. I'm a good guy to know.
Kyle does it all. We do cool commercials. Yeah, we had like Stacy from Lakeside Tax and Music Fest, CH Lone Star Promo, of course, who prints all my merchandise. They've been great. And we picked up a couple new ones for next year. I'm probably forgetting someone. They're going to kill me. They're going to be like, remember when you didn't say me?
I think you checked them.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Thank you to them for sponsoring. And, you know, we got a big Steamboat sponsor. That's a fun thing that happened this year. Yeah. My phone rang randomly and it was, John Dixon who put on Steamboat Music Fest and Big Cobble Fest. He does a lot of things. And I'm like, John Dixon's calling me. Am I in trouble? And I answered and he's like, I love the podcast. He saw the podcast with Cody and Shannon Canada, and he said, I want to do 4 live tapings at Music Fest. So now Kyle is going to Steamboat. And then I'm going to be doing, I think I have 3 shows there and 4 live tapings. So it's going to be crazy town for me. But that was so neat for me. Like, what a full circle moment, you know, going to the biggest festival that I've always wanted to play at. And now I've been playing it for a while. And now I get to do my podcast live, and the guests are going to be incredible. So,
yeah. Do we want to say who they are, or should we keep that in the bag?
I don't know, because I mean, I'm fine saying it, but I'm worried about people canceling or shifting around. And one person with Sundance Head, he's going to have a bullet in his stomach. So that's crazy. And now, you know, that's Sundance is both of our like very good friends. So I wasn't even going to prepare for that one, because that's my buddy. But now we're going to be like, do you want to tell everyone how you have a bullet in your body?
Yeah. Okay, well, we let him out of the bag. Let's keep the rest a secret in case there's any big changes or all that stuff. You guys can wait and find out. It'll be a nice surprise.
But they're amazing, so it's going to be great.
Also, for everybody who complains about the episodes being too short, you can look forward to those, because they will all be an hour long. So there you go.
Oh, gosh.
You got what you wanted.
I forgot about that, but oh gosh, now I just got nervous. It's okay. I have like a month to prepare.
They're all your homies. I'm not worried about it. It's going to be easy.
Yeah, that's true. Can we make some of them play a song? Maybe that'd be kind of fun.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Something new.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if you're at Steamboat, come out and watch the show. I think it's at like 3 o'clock, maybe 4 o'clock in the Fish Camp Room, Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the episodes will come out a couple weeks following that.
3 p.m. in Fish Camp every day. Yeah, don't make me look stupid with having nobody in the audience. I'm going to make my band go. I already texted them. I'm like, so listen, I would really love if you guys were there. Don't let me down.
You got to grab 3 people on the way in.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Free shots for whoever brings the most people.
Yeah. Okay, a couple more things I wanted to hit before we go, non-podcast related. Do you want to talk about your new album at all? Is there anything you can share that you haven't? Is there anything that you want to get into on that?
Yeah, I mean, I released the first song from the new project, which was Don't Tell Daddy. I got a couple super hateful messages from both sides of the aisle, which was interesting. My dog ran for president. She didn't win. But I have, let's see, 5 songs that I did with Rachel Lloyd that the next one's coming out on February 14th. It's already done, but we're just giving, you know, a lot of time to promote it and maybe do a music video for that in the meantime. And then, I got 5 total. And then, Paul Leeson and I recorded another song right here in our house. And then, Bo Brumbel and I recorded a duet at Green Studios with AJ Vallejo. That's also,
wow.
So I have 7 new songs and one of them's out, but, it's been a long time since I put out new music, and I'm going to do the once a month kind of release like you're supposed to do, which I love, because I'm like the last on the train, and then I'm going to do it. And it's like, well, did it work for me? Like, everyone said it was going to work. Who knows? Right.
You know it.
Oh gosh. So, but yeah, that's exciting new music. And, you know, we got some really cool festivals next year. We're doing Outlaws and Legends, Steamboat, Mile Zero, going back up to Ohio, and all the states that I just went to, I'm going to do that again this year. So exciting stuff. Yeah. Nice. What about you?
Well, this will be out already. I'm opening for Cody West this weekend, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Honestly, I haven't really dug into 2024 a lot. I recorded a new project that I'll be putting out early in the year, probably starting in February. It's kind of like a big left turn. If you've heard the record that I put out this year, it's kind of more rock alternative, you know, and this stuff is very stripped. It's like simple percussion, acoustic guitar, and banjo.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's super different. My songwriting's always been all over the place. You know, I was in a pop punk band for a long time, and I just kind of want to showcase that with this solo project, you know, it's a lot of things that I can do stylistically. So hopefully people dig that. It's not too confusing. But
no, it's great. You have such a wide range of voice too. Like, that's very fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Okay. I want to wrap it up with just a few silly things that I always like to know. And since you did all the like long touring this year or the last couple months, I just figured that you might have some new answers, but was there a favorite show, like as far as maybe crowd interaction or stage or anything like that, that doesn't include like the venue or the green room or anything like that?
Oh, interesting. I loved all of the shows with Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. Like we played like Bell's Eccentric Cafe in Michigan, in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I'm like, this place is amazing. And I've never been there. And everyone was so kind. We went back to Joe's in Chicago, and I haven't played Joe's. I played like open for Josh Abbott maybe 10 years ago. And I met the owner back then and sang with Josh. And so I haven't been there since, I don't know, 2011 or 12, crazy. And the owner couldn't be there. And he wrote me like a handwritten note and said, sorry, I'm missing your show. Hope it goes great. And I thought, like, his name's Ed, he's the best. But I my mind was so blown by that. Like, that was such a nice, thoughtful thing for like the bartender to come up and say, Ed wrote you a handwritten note. And that venue is incredible. And going back to Chicago in March. And of course I played Cafe Wa in New York City, which is legendary. All these crazy legendary acts that have played there, and you go down the stairs. It was really cool. So seeing, you know, a bunch of my friends have all played those, and I've never gone myself. So all those new venues are super fun, and seeing Texas music, like people are all over the country, like really follow Texas music. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like it's exploded. People always say this, but I do feel like I have a pretty good touch on that, or grip on what's going on, you know, through the podcast and stuff. And Texas country has definitely gotten a lot more exposure over the last couple of years. Flatland has had a lot to do with that, thankfully, you know, but it's
Cody cool. Johnson.
Kojo being like the biggest thing in country music right now is helping for sure.
Yeah, I agree. But like seeing like indies like Flatland, I mean, it's really amazing to watch. And Paul got to play his Red Rocks debut, Wilder Blue, with Flatland and Randy Rogers. And I got a private show and I had to miss it. So I still have yet to go to Red Rocks. But my book agent said they'll still be red when you play there, which I thought was
cool. So that'll be next year. It's going to happen.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it.
No worries. Okay. Was there a favorite green room? Like the coolest green room?
Let me think about that, because we had the RV most of the time. And so I'm trying to think. I got to go back. I'm also like maybe losing my mind a little bit. Like I can't really remember anything. Well, let me tell you this too about the Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. They were like, my green room is your green room. And I was like, that's so nice. But every time I go in there, they're like, let's take tequila shots. So I kind of avoided the green rooms, because they're playing with us in Green Hall. They are like the most fun. Oh, have you ever heard of the Roomba Cafe in Columbus, Ohio?
Nope.
So it's like the green room, you have to climb into it. Like, it's so wild. It's like 3 feet. Like you walk in the hallway and then the green room, they're like, there's a green room and you have to climb a ladder in and out of it, which I thought was a
bunk bed.
Kinda.
Weird. Yeah.
And then I was fine. But then at the end of the night, I was like, I think I've had too much tequila to be, but every time I would go, I felt like every time I would go do it, people would run over to like help me. Cause it was kind of like a treacherous green room. It was
boots.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, totally. It was so funny, but it was, you know, they had Topo Chico, every coffee, every tea, Keurig, private bathroom, couches, vibe room. Like it was awesome. And they did a great job there. I have Friendsgiving today with Josh Grider, Drew Kennedy, Rachel Loy, Brian Keene, all of our buddies. And it was very funny. The last little highlight I want to say is like, Josh Grider and I, at the end of that podcast, we both started talking with this New Mexico accent and I got so many comments on it, because it's a geographical, it's like a drawl. It's like a Southern drawl. But we both started talking with it and people were texting me, and especially people from home in New Mexico were like, you and Josh just went into straight up Las Cruces vocal mode, which is super funny.
Yeah, I think that was one of my favorites, if not my favorite from the year. But I don't even really know why, but I was thinking back on them, and that conversation was just the most fun to listen to and be a part of. There will definitely have to be a part two of that one.
Yeah, I agree. When we did, because we didn't even, at the end of that one, we were like, we didn't even talk about
anything.
It's just our growing up. And he's so awesome. And his wife, we have to get her on here, Christy. But yeah, that one made me laugh. And I also really liked the Jared Morris one, and I'm going to do his podcast here in a couple weeks.
Cool.
So, yeah, he's an interesting cat too. And yeah, so that was fun meeting him, and we're going to maybe do a podcast swap or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the last question that I have is on the same vein of favorite venue, favorite green room. Kyle Park wisely told me recently that the job of being a musician is the traveling, because the playing music is the fun part. I actually enjoy the traveling quite a bit. That's equally fun for me personally. So what was there a favorite hotel or Airbnb or anything of your travels that you want to shout out?
Wow. We did play an awesome house party in South Carolina. I want to shout them out because we were on this giant run, and then, you know, we were kind of, there was a time in there where I had my tour manager with me, so I was paying her every night, and then we were playing for the door, so it was kind of like up in the air, and they literally, these people saw my schedule, reached out to my booking agent, booked me at this house concert. And okay, we were in, it was in Greenville, South Carolina. Anyway, and I loved them so much. And they let us use their house and their shower. They had a stage, they had a great sound guy, and they had the most amazing food. And it was just so nice. And I thought, wow, could you imagine if there was one of those in every state where they would kind of, you know, they want, and I'm sure there are. And if you're out there, thank you for doing that, because it was like, it was so thoughtful of somebody to say, hey, I know you're coming here, and I'm going to give you a good chunk of change and a great place. And I don't know, I just couldn't love them more. So thank you, Larry and Sherry, for your hospitality. Ooh, amazing. Cool.
Well, I think that covers everything. We won't have an episode for you guys in 2 weeks, as that will be New Year's Eve Eve, but we'll start the year strong with some Kyle Park and some Steamboat episodes. So lots to look forward to in 2024. As I mentioned earlier, please, please, please reach out to us, DM us, OnlyVans Podcast on Instagram. You can DM Bree, but she gets a lot of those, so she might not see them. So you'll get a hold of me quicker if you reach out to the podcast Instagram or Facebook. There's a Facebook page now. Feedback is very helpful, you guys. You know, we want this to be as enjoyable as possible for everybody. So any opinions or ideas you have will be considered. So please send us your ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, we really, really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone listening. And everywhere I go, people are like, we love your podcast, or I want to be on your podcast. And so it's kind of, I feel like it caught a lot of fire this year. And that was, it's very exciting. And I know that I'm not the perfect podcast host, and sometimes I talk too fast and I say like a lot, but I'm working on all those things actively. And we're trying to get better.
Doing great. All right. Well, that wraps it up. Like and subscribe. That's what the kids say, right?
Like, rate, review, subscribe, and we're on TikTok now.
Oh yeah, follow us everywhere, please.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Tell your friends.
Great work this year, Kyle. You're a hero. Kyle does all the work. Cheers.
I do not do all the work. That's not true.
Well, no, you do most of the work.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, 2025. Yeah. Here we come.
Thanks, Only Vansers.
I'll see you on the mountain.
That's right. Steamboat.
Bye-bye.
Adios.